Lots to learn about the Baldwin Humane Society and how we can help rescue animals and, you know, what to do to protect them and to help them.
For sure. And as far as helping and taking care of him, actually, Mr. Incredible, the reason we gave him that name is because when he came in, he had the little tips of his ears had been cut off somehow. We're not sure how. He's fine. He also has, at some point in his life, had a broken leg that never was treated. And so it's kind of, he's okay, but he's always going to kind of not have full function of it. And so even though that happened to him, he is still the most outgoing, sweetest. I mean, he's sitting in my lap right now asking for cuddles.
Oh, he is. Yeah, and I thought perhaps his ear was clipped to show he'd been a feral or fixed.
We did too, and then we realized, oh, that's not the case because it wasn't done in the way the vets do. And also, the other ear has the same little injury.
Like they were possibly chewed.
We hope not. We think it's more likely maybe he had a bad experience. Maybe he got in the engine of a car or something. Because he also has a bunch of scars on his little tummy. So,
but he's absolutely gorgeous. And I don't know what the problem.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Did you get the picture?
Okay, yeah, I just got him.
Great. But he is so gorgeous, and he is going to be, I mean, a family cat. He would be great for one person. He's just affectionate and sweet. He doesn't play in a way that's rough, so if you've got kids, he'd be great with kids. And I think he's going to be a big boy because he's just a little guy, and he's already, you know.
So how old do you think that Mr. Incredible is?
12 weeks, so 4 months.
Oh, so he's he's young.
Yeah,
okay.
He's just a little guy. But he's going to end up being a really, really, really good pet for somebody.
Well, you keep talking because I'm trying to zoom in a little
bit. Sure, yeah.
And some people might want to see me, but it's all about the cat. So we want to zoom in and show you how pretty this animal is.
Yeah, he's got his eyes are so blue. They're almost like silver white. So he's got these big, beautiful silvery eyes. But yeah, and we have a lot of other cats and dogs up for adoption at the Humane Society. We've got big ones, little ones, young ones, old ones. You can see them on our website at baldwinhumane.org. We also are excited that in the fall we're going to start scheduling off-site adoption. We really hadn't done those last year and throughout the beginning of this year
because of the pandemic, the COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's good to know that some normalcy, you know, is returning.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. So keep your eye on our website. We'll be posting up some Saturday events locally around the Eastern Shore for you to come by and see our cats and dogs. But yeah, and we've got this Saturday, we're doing our Hound Dog Music Fest, which you can find details on the website there and tickets. It's a big music festival to promote the Humane Society. And we're also this year going to have some adoptable dogs there, which we have not done in the
past.
Well,
tell us about this. I think because the audience is limited, you haven't needed much publicity.
Exactly. We're getting close to the cap on ticket sales, so we're trying not to post too much because we don't want people to be disappointed if they don't have tickets. There are still some left, so if you're really interested, you can go to the website baldwinhumane.org and purchase them.
I think everybody else can hear us, but I can't because he was stepping on buttons, Mr. Incredible. Here, you're gonna have to take him though, because I'm trying to get this picture up online everybody.
Come here.
Where is the festival and when?
It's Saturday the 9th at 4 p.m. It's in Silver Hill at the Hidden Lake Barn and Chapel. Okay. So, like I said, you can get tickets, and there's going to be food trucks and local bands, and we're going to have some of our adoptable dogs. And I think, although it's been a rainy week, I think the weather's supposed to be really nice this weekend. So, oh, hi. Oh, goodness.
Okay. Yeah, and I know I reached out to you. I'm like, don't you want a commercial for the festival? She's like, no, we've got to kind of limit the attendance.
Exactly.
So if folks, you know, can't come to that, there's not enough tickets or space or whatever, what are some other ways they can help the Humane Society? Because let's clear up something we haven't mentioned in a long time. The name used to be Baldwin County Humane Society. actually the county was dropped, I guess in part because folks thought it was part of the county and funded by the county.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. We are not funded by the city or the county or taxpayers or any national entity. All of our funds come from donors, sponsors of events, if we can get some grants. So community support is vital. Without it, we wouldn't exist. And that doesn't have to necessarily be monetarily, if that's not something you can do, if you want to foster or volunteer, or, you know, help out an event. There's all sorts of ways to get involved. One huge thing we need right now is fosters for our animals. We only have so much physical space.
He was looking, see if he'll look at me again.
Will you look? Trying to get a cat to look at a phone is like.
He is smart.
He's making biscuits right now. Y'all can't see.
You can tell how smart he is just by his eyes. He's very intelligent. I'm sorry.
He's very intelligent.
I got so distracted by the beautiful cat you were talking about. Ways to donate and help the Humane Society.
Yep. So fostering is a big thing, because the more fosters we have, the more animals we can have in the program. Donating items like food or cleaning supplies or old crates that you have. And donating your time. You know, we have volunteers that run our uptail resale shop, our office, the adoption center, events. We have a small staff and a big program, so we always need volunteers, too. So that's something that... you can get involved with if you want to help out.
And what a fun way. I know a lot of people love animals, but whatever, due to their situation, whether it's a living situation, job, whatever the case may be, they can't really have one full time. So what a way to enjoy being around animals and helping, you know, at the same time.
Absolutely. And for young kids to get involved, I know we have a lot of children that want to get involved. You've got to be 16 to volunteer at the, such a good picture, at the Humane Society. But this fall, we're having a fall art contest that you can find on our website for kids any age, as long as you're a student in Baldwin County, and you can submit your original art, and then we will have judges, and those that win will get an award, and we're also going to advertise the winners on our website and at the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Fest next year. So,
oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so okay. That's a fun little activity, and they can find all the info and the deadlines and everything on our website.
Mr. Incredible wants to drink my coffee.
He stuck his head in there a couple times, so fingers crossed that he
that's
did.
That's okay. It's okay,
he really
sweetie.
Likes you, too. I think you need to be a radio cat.
I miss cat. I miss having a cat.
Yeah. He said
don't
he can greet all
me,
your...
You're such a pretty boy.
He's such a good boy.
All right. A friend of mine had... Now he's sitting. Hang on. I think he may have taken us off the air. Okay. A friend of mine had an oops litter.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all accept cats for donation? How does that work? If someone has an oops litter and they need some help, does it just depend on your capacity?
Yes. We're a limited intake, which means we take as many as we can, but we did the statistics with some of our other local cat rescue groups, and we estimate there's about 75,000 homeless cats in Baldwin County. We don't adopt out 75,000 cats every year, so there are more cats than there are spaces for them, so we will absolutely help you if we can. If we can't, we might help you by offering the ability to get them spayed and neutered at our cost, so you can at least stop them from having more litters, or you get them adopted out.
And do you mean by that the certificate that
yes.
you can buy? Okay,
yes, exactly.
Tell us about that discount voucher.
Yes, so if you go to our website, we sell vouchers that allow you to get the procedure done at a discounted cost for cats and dogs. In the spring, we do a further discounted of only $25 for cats. And we really, to the future, are looking for ways to make that even more accessible to the public. So hopefully we can continue to decrease those costs or make them easier to get, because spay and neuter is so important.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to get the pet population problem down until we can figure out a way to make spay and neuter easy for people to do. So that's something we're going to try to work on.
And I think still, even with the voucher, it can be cost prohibitive because of all of the other required shots and procedures. And, you know, although they are our babies, in some vets, it's like going to, you know, a human doctor's office. Have we seen the patient before? Well, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to, you know, help you unless... So it can be a very expensive
procedure. Sure. And we hate that you know, the amount of money you make could be a barrier to pet ownership, and we wish that weren't the case, because, you know, that. But you're right. Vetting can be very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
So, let's just remind folks, I guess. I could have been playing with the cat and missed you saying this. Did you talk about when you adopt all of the services that have been done already, including the vetting?
No. So, okay. We have a low cost. Like, for instance, his adoption fee is $75, but that includes his neuter. He'll have all his vaccinations. He'll be on a flea preventative. He'll be dewormed, all that, microchipped. So you're really getting a really, really good deal and starting off on the right foot as far as making sure your pet is vetted. So we highly encourage you to adopt.
It does. I learned that as well. I wound up, sometimes y'all can't take an animal in, mm-hmm. but you put a picture up and say, hey, you know, this individual, that's how I got my dog.
Oh, really?
Amelia. Mm-hmm. Is I saw the picture on your Facebook page, and then y'all said, we don't have room for them. The people that rescued them are keeping them, mm-hmm. trying to find a home. So I was able to go that way. But when it's just better if you can go through the Humane Society, sure. because of all those veterinary services.
Well, social media is a powerful tool, so we certainly try to use it. I'm sorry, he's being so sweet. It's distracting.
Oh, I told you. I'm like, here. He is really an incredible. Now I see why the name Mr. Incredible.
Right.
He's really even prettier than this picture allowed. His picture is on Facebook.
Awesome.
By the way, now.
Wonderful. I'll share that on our page as soon as we get off. Look how handsome he is.
Isn't he pretty? Uh-huh. He really is a good-looking cat. If you're joining us late, he's, 12 weeks, mm-hmm. and looks very much like a Seal Point Siamese.
Yep.
But even with lighter coloring, maybe. And very intense blue eyes. You can tell he's a very smart boy.
And he's very affectionate. He's just trying to get as close to me as he physically can. Mm-hmm.
How do you not have 1,000 animals at home?
I promised my cats, who are really old, I'm like, I promise I won't. They're tired of me bringing home fosters. They're over it. They're not another one. So, you know.
Oh,
but it's
goodness.
Hard. Okay. The older ones, too, especially, I'll have an urge to take home.
Right. Right. He was going to play with the microphone now.
He sure
now.
Was. Hi, bub.
So they can call right now. Are we still an appointment only?
Yes, we are. Well, you can come into the adoption center in the office, but we prefer you to make an appointment so we can spend a lot of time with you and let you meet who you want to meet and all that good stuff.
And the phone number to call is?
251-928-4585.
928-4585. You can go to baldwinhumane.org or just Google Baldwin Humane Society. And then you can see all the cats and dogs up for adoption. You can read about the process, mm-hmm. and lots of information there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Where you can sign up to volunteer, et cetera, as well. And then the resale shop is now open every Saturday.
Yep, every
Give
Saturday.
Us a little bit about that.
So resale shop no longer open on Mondays, but our Uptown resale shop is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 2. And I'm telling you what, we have such good furniture. I mean, we'll get in these amazing items and they'll go the same week. So I encourage people to come as often as you can. But furniture, houseware, jewelry, everything that's donated, we sell, and then all of that money goes right back into our program. So it's really cool.
You get a lot of nice stuff, mm-hmm. because a lot of nice animal lovers want to help the Humane Society.
Yeah.
So you're going to get some gently used, really nice home furnishings and decor.
Yeah.
And I've seen it. I mean, bought some of it as well.
Me too.
Of course.
Me too.
And I love the way it's set up. It's like set up into rooms. Mm-hmm. So when you walk in, it's like there's the couple of bedrooms set up, dens and kitchens. It's just a really nice place. So.
Well, thank you. And yeah, my office is behind the resale shop, so I've had to stop myself from going on my breaks because mm-hmm. I'll inevitably buy, you know, tons of stuff.
Exactly.
But,
and tell us where both of these are.
So we're located in Fairhope, just north of the Publix, by Eastern Shore Glass on U.S. Highway 98. Our address is on the website, but it's in between Publix and Rock Creek Parkway.
Okay.
On 98.
And 928-4585 for the Baldwin Humane Society. And I just got to try him one more.
I know, right?
One more picture. He is so photogenic. He is so pretty. And so he's just chill.
He's so chill.
You know, I like an animal that's kind of chill.
Yeah.
But you can tell from his eyes how smart he is. He's mm-hmm. paying attention to everything. He's watching me. He's watching you. You just check in and out, aren't you, Mr. Yeah. Smart Man, Mr. Incredible? All right. Well, he and many other animals available at the Baldwin Humane Society. And thank you, Executive Director Abby Pruitt.
Thank you so much.
Humane Society joins us the first